Chief Carpenter said he doesn't want to second guess what the Salt Lake officer did and cannot say if it was right or wrong. The chief related a similar experience that happened to him.
I got a call one time in Layton City, a 911 call, 911 hang-up, which basically means we have to check that residence. I tried calling the residence, no answer, so certainly I had to make sure that I didn't have the individual that called wasn't down. So as I entered the yard, a German Shepherd came out. I'd been a canine handler previously, and so I was familiar with working with animals, and the dog came running at me. And I decided to deploy my baton rather than, to use it as a bite stick. And it was effective. However, a lot of people haven't had the same exposure to animals. And so you're going to have to make a determination of what you feel comfortable with as an officer and whether that's deadly force or another force option.
Chief said there are a lot of factors to consider.
And it's always tough because nothing is ever as it appears on the surface. I can tell you that in law enforcement. There are always so many more details that go into it. And unfortunately, sometimes the press just gets the top part of it, and or the complainant, or they get the version that comes from the homeowner and certainly not the perspective of law enforcement. And a lot of times our perspective is very different based on we're trying to deal with the life safety issue of a missing child. And certainly any chance that we have, I was thinking about this incident, and any chance that we have, we always try to give notice that we're going to be going through somebody's yard. However, when you're doing a massive search in an area like that, I could see that an officer could stumble into a yard and be confronted by an animal that they weren't expecting.
Sheriff Edmonds said when an officer feels it necessary to use lethal force with an animal, it's not something they want. But he emphasized he takes cases of missing children very seriously.
I've been back to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children too many times and heard mothers talk about how their kids have been abducted and they've never seen them again. There's a very, very short window. If you truly have a stranger abduction and you've got a kid that's been taken, you've really only got about 3 hours to get them back is what all of the empirical evidence suggests. So going yard to yard, not only do we have the right, but we have the duty to do that when we have a missing child like that. And certainly under the community caretaking function, the Supreme Court's given us that authority. As it relates to the dog situation, if a dog is being overly threatening, we're going to use every like the chief said, we're going to use every other non-lethal form of force that we're going to be able to use. But sometimes deadly force has to be utilized in those situations, and it's utilized unfortunately more often than we would like when it comes to dogs.
Summit County Sheriff Dave Edmonds and Park City Police Chief Wade Carpenter. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.